Hi, this is Francino, keynote speaker on gratitude and creativity, and your host for the World Gratitude Summit. Today, I interview Sentil Raj, a best-selling author and the Demartini Method facilitator, and we talk about how to move from resentment to love and gratitude. Here's Sentil, and enjoy the session. Hi, this is Francino, your keynote speaker on gratitude and creativity, and your host for the World Gratitude Summit. Our next guest is an international best-selling author of the book Compulsive Living to Conscious Living, which is number one bestseller in three categories: mind, body, and soul, business mentoring and coaching, and spiritual growth, self-help. He's a certified Dr. John Demartini as a trained Demartini Method facilitator and a trained Demartini Vance facilitator. He's also a certified trainer by T. Harv Eker, a certified facilitator by Blair Singer, certified happiness coach by Berkeley Institute of Wellbeing. He's also a life coach, personal empowerment, and a feedback consultant. I'm so pleased to introduce you to our guest, Sentil Raj. Hi, Sentil.
Hi, Sha. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for saying yes to be part of the World Gratitude Summit.
My pleasure.
So, Sentil, today we'll talk about how to move from resentment to love and gratitude using
yes.
But before that, I'd like to ask you, what are you most grateful for right now?
Okay, so at the moment, I'm grateful to the universe. You know, the first and foremost thing is for helping me to discover my highest purpose, which is to move from compulsive living to conscious living. I got it in my own life. I transformed my life and then figured out what I want to do for the rest of my life, because I was a banker earlier for over a decade. And what I want to do right now is to help people using my life lessons to move from a compulsive living to a more balanced, inspired and fulfilling life with abundance and gratitude.
Cool. And what does gratitude mean to you?
Okay, so to me, what gratitude means is, earlier I was under the belief that, you know, if someone does something good to me, I'm thankful to him, and I thought that was gratitude. But after my journey with Dr. John Demartini, my perspective about gratitude changed. And because he helps to see both sides of the equation. Most of the time, we tend to see only the positive side or the negative side. We don't see the both sides, right? When somebody does something good to you, we are grateful to them. When somebody does something bad to us, we are ungrateful to them, right? But what I learned from Dr. Demartini is, if somebody is doing something not so good to us, there is a reason for that to happen in our life, to serve us, maybe to help us to learn something, to own our disowned aside and then grow in life. So now for me, gratitude is seeing both sides, both good and bad, and how it serves us to grow and, you know, move to the next level in life and make a difference to others.
Amazing. So it means that you're grateful not just for the good things that are happening, but you can also see a reason to be grateful even on the seemingly bad things that are happening.
Absolutely. Yes, both good and bad.
Okay. So yes. In the introduction, I shared that you're also a values determination certified facilitator. So
yes.
What do you mean when you say values? And
okay.
How can it make us more grateful?
Wonderful. So every human being lives by a set of values, a set of priorities. Something highest priority and something lowest priority, or something most important in life or least important in life. Right. So when we live our life in the highest values, we are inspired from within. No? We don't wait for external motivation or reminders or recognition or rewards. When we live on the lower side of the values, what happens is that's more an extrinsic kind of living. You know, we inject others' values and we seek external motivation. So when we are in the lowest values, as long as the motivation or the reward is higher than the pain we may undergo in doing the work, we keep going. The moment the pleasure or the reward falls below the pain, we drop it.
Mm.
Whereas when you are in your highest values, you just don't bother about external motivation because you draw the motivation from inside, from yourself, and nothing can stop you. You know, that's where you have the maximum self-governance. And because of self-governance, all the, you know, hormonal secretions in the body are more balanced, and therefore you have maximum wellness. Whereas when you're on the lower side, you live by pain and pleasure, and therefore, you know, you have rapid changes in the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system kicking in the body. And therefore, there's an imbalance in hormones, and due to which there is a lot of wear and tear in the body and it causes illness.
Mm-hmm.
We live on the higher side, we are more objective, we are more balanced, and we are more grateful for the things in our life. You see the blessings when you're on the highest values. When you're living on the lowest values, we don't see the blessings in our life. We see only the curse in our life.
Yeah, I think that's true. So when you say highest values, it could mean that that is something that you really love to do, right?
Absolutely, what you love to do.
Yes. So I can relate to what you said, that when you're operating in your highest values, you see everything as a blessing, as a something to be grateful for. Because
yes.
In my own life, I love teaching and I love what I do. And for example, if I have a business venture, a project related to what I love to do, and if it fails, for me I still see it as a blessing, because for me it's like, this is the success level that I want, but God wants me to reach this higher level of success, that I need to learn the lessons in this level so I can reach this. So everything is a blessing, everything is a reason to celebrate, right? When you're operating at your highest values.
Now, absolutely. Awesome. Most of the people who are in job, like I was a banker before that, it was not in my highest values. You know, we were working most of the time for the salary. Like most of us, when we get started, we work for the salary. That's based on injected values of getting to a high paying job and, you know, grow in life. Whereas that we'll survive only, or it's more of a survival mode. As long as the reward or the salary or the bonus is big enough, you keep going there. Whereas right now, like, you know, pretty much I also share the same thing. I love teaching, coaching, consulting. And when I'm doing that, absolutely, you know, it's nothing can stop me. Like I draw the energy from inside. I don't wait for external motivation. I don't need reminders. I don't need rewards. Just keep going, like you said.
Amazing. So for the sake of our listeners right now who are listening, maybe you're doing a job that is not in line with your highest values or not in line with your passion, real passion. So for example, if your boss calls you or something goes wrong, maybe you get motivated right away. So maybe that's a sign that your job is not in line with your highest values.
Yes.
You really, really love your job, no matter what the outside circumstances are. The inspiration from within is so strong.
Yes.
The outside can easily dampen your spirit.
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning, if you can't wait to go and do your job, you are aligned. If you start your day with frustration, hesitation of, you know, should I go or should I not go, then you're not in the highest values.
Wow. All right. So how can people know their highest values?
Okay, so there is a process, you know, that's one of the great things Dr. DeMartini did. He found a method called values determination. And by going through the process, they'll be able to understand the hierarchy of values and their top three values. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can visit the website of Dr. John DeMartini and get to know more about that. And if somebody wants personal help, I also help people in doing one-to-one values consultations.
Yes, cool. I actually did a one-to-one values determination with Santhia. And it was not a surprise to me to see my top two highest values. Although my third highest value is something that I want to go higher. He did an exercise with me wherein, for example, there's a limiting belief on my part before that. If I achieve what I wanted to be my highest values, I may be able to compromise the two things that I really love to do. But with the process that we did, I found out that if I achieve the third values that we had before, I mean, it came out before, if I actually achieve that, which is my greatest dream, it can actually enhance the two top values that I have. So,
yes. So what he says, what Dr. DeMartini says is, if you have a goal which is not matching your highest values, either you change the goal matching to the values, or you change the values to match the goals by linking it to your highest values. for people who want to become financially independent, if they don't have it in their top three values, for example, if they have business, family, and health as their top three values, and finance is not there, by linking finance to their top three values, they can bring wealth building higher on the values. And Dr. DeMartini says, if you don't have finance in your top three values, it's going to be difficult for you to make it, you know, financially free or financial independence.
Okay, cool. So I recommend you may try out the one-on-one values determination with Sentil when you have time. Later towards the interview, we'll share with you how you can reach him. And by the way, so we're talking about DeMartini.
Yes.
If you remember in the previous interview, I interviewed Dr. Jean DeMartini for the World Food Summit. So he's talking about the same guy.
Wonderful.
That guy. I actually learned about Dr. Jean DeMartini from my mentor, Jack Canfield. So, and then after that, I followed his work. I loved his work. I connected with him. And I was so surprised that he was very generous with his time. And he actually made time for the World Gratitude Summit.
He's one of the wonderful human beings I've come across.
Yeah, very down to earth as well and very easy to talk to. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sentil, let's talk about DeMartini method. So, our topic for today is really how to move from resentment to love and gratitude in the DeMartini method.
Awesome.
So, can you tell us briefly what the DeMartini method is? And then later on, I'll ask you specific stories on how you were able to use the DeMartini method to dissolve some resentments.
Wonderful. Sure. So if I had to put it in a very simple way, what DeMartini method is, let's say I'm here and I have a goal over here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I see this as an obstacle blocking my path to my goal, right? What DeMartini method does is, it's a process. It helps to convert what you see as a block on the way, yeah, blocking your access to your goal. It helps to convert it to a bridge so you can just move across.
Mm-hmm.
Converting a block to a bridge.
Love it.
Awesome. So what it does, let's say in the context of resentment, we gently resent something which we feel as not so good, right? Which we see more negatives than positives, right? Somebody is verbally critical with us or insulting us. Now we tend to resent that because we feel as it's not a good thing. But essentially what DeMartini method does is, when you look, see, resenting somebody, what we do is we are self-exaggerating ourselves, putting themselves down on a pit and saying that, you know, I'm better than you, you're not so good guy, and hating them, right? That's basically going off balance. You have the equilibrium. If you are looking up at somebody, then you are looking them above equilibrium and self-minimizing yourself. When you're looking down at somebody, you are self-exaggerating and putting them on a pit, right? So again, off balance. Anything where you are not feeling love and gratitude for, you are off balance. Only when you are in equilibrium within yourself and see others in equity with yourself, you are filled with gratitude and love. Otherwise, you're lopsided. You know, Dr. DeMartini calls it that lopsided perception. So resentment is something, I'm looking at somebody and I hate him because what he's doing or he or she is doing is, you know, something not so nice. Right? I don't want that in my life. But when you go deeper, it's only seeing one side. So when I see somebody, I hate somebody, I'm resenting somebody, I feel it's very bad. There's something very good underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As long as I'm seeing only the bad part, I'm missing to see the good part. The process helps to see the good part underneath the bad. And once you see how that resentment is helping you, serving you to grow as an individual and, you know, move, expand your awareness and potential, and suddenly you no more see it as a resentment because you know how it, because once you call it resentment, you feel it's more of a disservice or a drawback or a downside. Once you see the other side, it's no more a drawback because you see the service, you see the benefit, you see the upside, and therefore it becomes neutral, right? And another thing is what DeMartini says is, if you're resenting somebody, that person is showing up in your life to help you own your disowned parts. Right? We tend to own all the good sides. You know, when somebody comes and says, Shah, you are so nice, you're beautiful, you are generous, you are always kind, you know, you're always peaceful. You know, the natural tendency is we feel nice and, you know, we accept those compliments. Whereas if somebody has to come and say, you know, you're always mean, you're always stingy, you are always raffled, we tend to negate those, right? Though we may not be always, sometimes we may be nice, sometimes we may be, you know, mean, sometimes kind, sometimes cruel. We have both the hero and villain within us. But we tend to embrace the hero side and we tend to deflect the villain side to others, right? We don't disown and we say, okay, he is mean or he is cruel. I'm not cruel, right? Whereas only when we see both sides, when we own both sides, our self-worth goes up. So somebody whom we resent is showing up in our life. They are helping us to see the resentment which we are, you know, causing to others. For example, okay, let me take an example. Can I take an example here?
Sure.
Yeah, so when I was working, there was one of my superiors, you know, I resented badly because he was extremely, you know, kind of a grumpy and major into verbal criticism, insult, something you may want to call it as, you know, arrogant kind of a thing. And that time I saw all negative. I didn't see positive. So I was resenting him. When I went through the DeMartini method in the breakthrough experience in November 2017 in Johannesburg, South Africa. So when I went through the process helped me to see how that helped me to grow as an individual. You know, I was so approachable and I didn't have authority. That helped me to balance my approachability with authority. And it also helped me to see where I'm doing it in my life. When I went deep, initially it was difficult to accept, but when I went deep, I found that I'm doing the same thing to my elder son. I have two children, two boys. You know, the younger one is more close to me because his values matches with me, we are close. What DeMartini says is two people are there, if the values matches, they become friends. If there is a value mismatch, you tend to go away from each other, right? So my elder son, there was a value mismatch. So we didn't get along pretty well before I had that awareness about values, you know. And I was kind of treating him the same way. I was angry, verbally insulting, criticizing, you know. He might say my dad is arrogant. No, that's the same feeling which I had. So my superior came into my life to reflect and help me own my disowned part the way I was treating my elder son. After this whole exercise, it expanded my awareness and my relationship with my son totally took a different turn. You know, I was able to get close with my son because now I was able to see that, you know, which I never saw before. And then all I was filled with for my superior, whom I hated, was nothing but gratitude and love. Thank you so much for coming into my life and helping me to see something which I was ignorant of. And he saved my relationship with my elder son. Now we are very close.
Mm-hmm. So in the Johari window, there's what they call our blind side. So yeah. In a way, the DeMartini method helps you see your blind spot.
Yeah, it helps to see. Yeah, bring it to the conscious, from unconscious to conscious.
Yes.
And also it helps to see the both sides. So now I don't see that particular act as bad. You know, now I don't have a self-resentment if I get angry on my kid because I know it's there to serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tomorrow, if my kid has the same quality, same trait, and he's displaying it to others, I'm not going to resent or regret because I know that both kindness and cruelty are both sides of a coin. Sometimes, like for example, giraffe, when it gives birth to a baby, right? It drops the baby from a standing position. It doesn't sit when it is giving birth to a baby. And once the baby is dropped, maybe 10 feet bang on the floor, it kicks the baby till the baby giraffe wakes up and walks with the mother to a safer place. Is it going to hurt the baby? Yes. Is it going to create bruises? Yes. Is the baby going to bleed? Yes. In a way, you can say pain or cruel. But if it is not done, the baby giraffe would become a prey, a food to a predator. So it's tough love, right? So this is it's out of love. It's out of love the mama giraffe is kicking the baby giraffe to move to a safer place. Though it may be temporarily painful, it's for the safety, yes.
Yeah, so emphasis on the word temporary. So the pain is temporary, but the gift is much, much more valuable than the temporary pain.
Absolutely.
And I'm also learning about giraffe. I didn't know that.
Wow.
So, Sentil, in your case, the DeMartini method helped you go from resenting your boss to feeling love and gratitude towards your boss.
Yes, how he served in my life, yeah.
Nice. So you've been to many of Dr. John DeMartini's seminars, what he calls the breakthrough seminars.
Yes.
And, have you also had other experiences with some of the clients you worked with? You also had some breakthroughs as regards how you were able to dissolve resentments into love and gratitude.
Absolutely.
Can you share with us one or two stories on that?
Sure. So, I've worked, I facilitated in about, four breakthroughs so far. Okay, which one should I take? Okay, I'll take this example. There was this lady, she was married for a very short while, and then she got divorced. And she got divorced 22 years back. She was somewhere in the mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, her perception about her marriage was it was a terrible marriage. It was a bad marriage. You know. All she had was bad things about her marriage. You know. She said, my ex-husband was cruel. He was verbally abusive is the word she was using, but we broke it down to the actual characteristic traits of verbal criticism, discourteous language, disrespectful language, insulting, sometimes even physically beating her up, as well as the baby. So everything she could recollect of the 1.5 year marriage was hell. And she was living in the resentment of that for 22 years. And she had major illnesses, which has come because of the lopsided perception, you know. And she had illnesses like she had nervous breakdowns, she had migraines, she had quite a bit of, lopsided perceptions. Dr. DeMartini calls it that ratios of perception. You know, she was lopsided beyond the normal ratios, which intuition helps to balance. So we worked on this and, normally we started on a Saturday afternoon working. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, Dr. DeMartini will give about the theory part and then we start working on the DeMartini method. So as we started working, somewhere around 8 o'clock, she wanted to just give up. She said, the moment it came where she had to own the traits she was resenting in her husband, her mind was becoming a block. She said, no, I'm not as bad as my husband. He's a terror. He's a devil. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she was kind of, having resistance to run away. But somehow, caught hold of her and helped her to just, come out of the thought process and slowly helped her to keep moving. And then once she was moving gradually, she overcome that resistance and went on. Somewhere around 12 o'clock in the night, she broke through.
Wow. So from what time to what time?
We started somewhere around after lunch, maybe around 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the afternoon, we started.
12 midnight. Amazing.
At 12 midnight, she broke through. She has been carrying for more than 2 decades, 22 years of emotional baggage. And, if you look at her, you can easily say that she is under depression because she looked really ill, with a lot of pain and grief. A lot of depression and pain, emotional downsides. So after she finished this process, she broke even. Suddenly it was like a new person emerged. She was inspired. She was like, she saw the whole, how it served her. And she became what she was currently because of all the flip sides which she saw her husband did it to her. So she went and owned it up. She saw the benefits of it. She saw the benefits of what she did to others. And she also saw when her husband was the opposite. When her husband was not so bad and he was kind of, okay and nice and helping her. And if her husband has not done that, she would not have become the woman what she is right now. Independent, strong, unstoppable. She would have continued to be a more soft, vulnerable woman if her husband did not challenge her.
Wow. So imagine she carried that for more than 20 years?
22 years. All kind of illnesses. Because of that, she hated the entire men in the world. She thought, I can't trust any man. And she was so scared to get a daughter married to a man because she thought all men are devils. After this, she changed her perspective. You know what she said, Senthil? I have conquered my anxiety and fear. Now I'm going to give myself permission to go and have a new life. And she was ready and find a new man and get married and have a new life.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow.
That was such a fulfilling moment.
Yes, imagine for 22 years versus 10 hours of really sitting down and doing, being patient with the DeMartini method, and she was able to break through. And wow, I can only imagine the kind of life she'll be living from that day forward.
Absolutely. Totally new person. Mm-hmm. And after that, she was helping me to dissolve the other participants. I was working with 10 participants. So initially, she wanted to run away. But after she dissolved, she was telling, okay, Senthil, whom can I help? And we were so surprised to see that.
So Senthil, do you believe that any resentment can be dissolved through the DeMartini method?
Absolutely.
What are the sample cases that can be helped through the DeMartini method?
Okay, so it can dissolve both positive as well as negative emotions. If somebody is infatuated to a person, looking up and minimizing themselves, even that occupies time and space in the mind and, you know, does not allow oneself to live their fullest life. So that can be dissolved, you know, by seeing the... So when you see something very good, there is something bad underneath. So once you see that, bad. Uh-huh. When you see very bad, that's good underneath. When you see both sides, it's not bad, not good. Right? So you can dissolve infatuations. Sometimes that blocks the clarity of our purpose. We can dissolve resentments and you can dissolve fear. Fear is again a one-sided perception of expecting more negatives than positives in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
You dissolve shame, which is again a lopsided perception that in the past you have caused more negatives than positives to somebody. You know, guilt and shame, that can be dissolved. And grief can be dissolved. When you have some loved one pass away, you know, sometimes we grieve it for years together, sometimes decades. And grief is a process. And every breakthrough experience, Dr. DeMartini does a life grief resolution process, which is almost the same DeMartini method of, you know, seeing both sides of the equation. We only grieve the traits which we infatuate with. So if you have a person, if you hate some traits in them, you're going to be happy they passed away, right?
Mm.
Let's say your enemy dies. You're not going to grieve them, right?
Yes.
But if the person you love a lot dies, you're going to grieve them. Why? Because you have certain traits which you are infatuated with. And once you dissolve it and once you see the traits are, you know, the way it has been passed on to the people who are in the new form, then your grief dissolves. And Dr. DeMartini says that if you love somebody, you'll never grieve because they are always in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just connect to them anytime you want. And after the process, he does a close where a surrogate is pulled in and then they do a close where most of the time the person, they find it spooky that the surrogate speaks something which the actual person does, even if they have passed away many years back.
Mm-hmm. So you can dissolve the negative emotions and you can also dissolve infatuation. So
yes.
How this is relevant to our readers, to our listeners is, for example, you can have this person. Let's say you're in a relationship with this person and that person is causing. I think there's echo.
Yeah, there was a bit of echo. Can you just repeat that once again?
Okay. So, there's still echo. We'll ask my team to edit this part.
Okay, yeah. So, can you just repeat the question? Yeah.
Yeah. How can we remove the echo?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Let me see once again. Let me see if I can try removing the speaker. Can you speak now?
Yes, I can speak now. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is the echo gone now?
All right.
Okay, great. Yeah. Remove the speaker.
Remove the speaker. Okay.
So I'm using only the laptop speaker.
Yep. So how is this relevant to our listeners is that For example, you're so infatuated with this person, you already have all the logical reasons why you need to stay away from this person, but you can't seem to get away from this person. Maybe because you're infatuated, you're exaggerating the positive qualities.
Absolutely. You are blindfolded to the negatives. That's called a confirmation bias of all the positives, disconfirmation bias of the negatives.
Yep. All right. Amazing. So, Senthil, if people would like to know more about the Demartini method, or maybe they would like to get your help, professional help in helping them determine their highest values and maybe dissolving any resentment or any negative emotions or even positive ones that they have.
Yes.
How can they reach you, or where can they reach you?
Wonderful. So, yeah, if somebody is having lopsided perceptions, I would definitely love to help them see the whole picture and then that way give themselves permission to overcome the block and, you know, move towards the goal. So they can reach me on my website, which is infinitepotentials.in, or they can reach me by email, which is senthil@infinitepotentials.in. Maybe I can just, you know, type it down to you. You can share it with the people. Yeah.
Yes. So we'll make sure to put the link also in the description below. So that's infinitepotentials.in for India.
Yes.
What's that? The email is Senthil or
Senthil@infinitepotentials.in.
All right. So thank you so much, Senthil.
Yeah.
So do get in touch with Senthil if there are some highly charged emotions that you want to dissolve, or maybe you just want to find out what your highest values are.
Okay? And the moment you dissolve, all you're filled with is love and gratitude, and you're connected to your soul, your highest right.
Amazing. So awesome. Thank you so much, Senthil, for sharing with us your valuable time and expertise as well. I know you've been honing these skills of yours for so many years now. You've been attending so many of Dr. Jean Demartini's seminars and certification programs. So thank you for consolidating what you know in so many years into 30 minutes of knowledge, useful knowledge. So thank you so much. And more power to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chad. Thanks for inviting me and thanks for letting this news spread, because I feel values determination and Demartini method is two wonderful gifts by Dr. Demartini to humanity. And the more it spreads, more people embrace love and gratitude and see the divine order. Thank you so much for giving me a chance to spread it.
You're most welcome. And oh, by the way, one last question, since this is the World Gratitude Summit, I just want to ask you, what is your favorite gratitude habit? Daily gratitude.
Wonderful. So my favorite gratitude habit is, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I have just practiced myself to entertain thoughts of counting my blessings. So as soon as I wake up, before I even open my eyes, right as I'm still sitting in my bed, I just count the blessings in my life, right? By way of my relationship, parents, my wife, my children, health, business, lessons, learnings, teacher, Dr. Demartini, Mahatreya, my spiritual teacher. So that's the first thing. And what I do is every day before I go to sleep, I do something called a Conscious Living Action Journal. That's a journal I created. It's available on Amazon. So here what I do, apart from various other things, every day I kind of focus my intelligence to find five people I'm grateful for before I go to sleep. Today, who are the five people I'm grateful for? Today, you are definitely one of the person I'll be grateful for giving me to spread this news. And there will be four more people before I go to sleep. So I start my day with gratitude and end the day with gratitude.
Amazing. Awesome. So thank you so much, Senthil. I'm so grateful that you came into the show and for sharing your knowledge to the people who are watching right now. So thank you so much. And again, more power to you.
My pleasure. And before I wrap up, I just want to give a small tip to your audience on how they can dissolve disturbance in a few seconds. Do you want that?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So this is something I learned from my spiritual teacher, Mahatreya. What he says is, disturbance and gratitude cannot coexist.
What's the first one?
Disturbance. Disturbance.
Disturbance. Okay. And gratitude. All right.
And gratitude cannot coexist. So feel disturbed. You're agitated, tensed, stressed. If you can train your intelligence to think of something you're grateful for. If you can count some blessings you're grateful for, instantly disturbance vanishes.
Wow. So gratitude is a solution.
Absolutely. Disturbance cannot coexist.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be disturbed or you'll be grateful. And if you can find a way to be grateful for something when you're disturbed, disturbance vanishes.
Amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Santhi. So that's like the shortcut to how to have peace, right?
Yes. Yeah. Balanced perspective. Yeah. Peace and war is again two sides of a coin. It's more harmonious state. Yes.
All right. So thank you so much, Santhi. And I wish you the best in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much. And my best wishes to you and your audience.
Thank you. God bless you.